Just like to start out with thanking everyone for being here this morning. And if you want to talk, don't forget to turn your mics on. If we have approval for the minutes for October 6th and October 27th.
I'll move it.
Second.
Is there any questions or comments or changes? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Sean, you are up. Morning.
Morning, everybody. I was here last month to accept and appropriate an aid to defense grant from DCJS. I am back to do another one. There must have been some snafu with DCJS. I did not get notice of this particular discovery grant. So this is the counterpart to, if you'll recall, a year ago, we got a discovery grant, which is specifically focused on using it for discovery costs. And then we got a supplemental grant, which could be used for anything. So last month, we got the next supplemental grant, and then this is the bookend to the discovery grant. And so I'm asking for permission to accept the funds. The check is already in finance, and make them available for use.
Excellent.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
All right. Gary Swackhammer's not even here to rush it and say yes, yes. We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Gary.
Thank you,
Sean. Morning, Noel.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm here to upgrade or renew a contract with Finger Lakes Paralegal Services. We contracted with Finger Lakes Paralegal Services last year. The issue is that we've lost two paralegals, so we need to extend the training that she provides to our paralegals. We're still shorthanded in paralegals, and she can come in and do the training, and we don't have to take staff off from what they're doing in order to train the new paralegals that we have coming in. We have one paralegal right now we just hired from DSS, and then we have canvassed for another paralegal, but we haven't received a list yet to do the interview, so I'd like to renew the contract for another year.
Is there a price change, Noel?
No, there is no price change.
What is the price? Is it an hourly rate?
It's an hourly rate. I do know it if you want it.
But yeah, I do.
It's $85 an hour.
Okay. I'll move it.
Second.
All right. We have a motion or second. Is there any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
And can't remember. Oh, Brooks got tied up this morning. We do have we interviewed an ADA trainee out of another one out of Penn State last week. And I was able to sit in on that interview, and it went extremely well. And this individual would like to work for the district attorney's office, actually wants to become a prosecutor. So, next month we'll be moving to either, reclassify one of our part-time ADAs or to request for a new ADA trainee position. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that we did interview somebody. Brooks has been doing a lot of recruitment along with Joan Mary. And the last trip to Penn State was, in my opinion, very successful. We interviewed one candidate last week for an ADA trainee, and then he had an interview with a young man, a wrestler out of Penn State. Actually, his coach pulled him aside, and he interviewed with Brooks. And that's moving forward too as well. So we are trying to do the recruitment. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that as well for next month.
I had also heard from Joan that she said that Penn State went pretty good. So glad to hear that.
Yes, it was excellent down there. So yeah.
Thank you. Oh, go ahead. Joe has a question for you.
One question. How many ADAs are you short? Are you still short?
Off the top of my head, I think we're short. One full timer and three part timers.
Okay. All right.
So
thank you.
That's off the top of my head. And one paralegal. So
one paralegal.
Morning, Sheriff. Now you're up.
Good morning.
How's everybody today?
Good.
Good. My first item is accepting a $100 donation. This one's not on your list. It's from a confidential retail establishment. I can forward the name, but they'd rather not be made public.
Is it for the K9 or for is it?
It's for anything.
Just for any. Okay.
I'll move it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay. Second one is a K9 donation from Firehouse Concessions, $982.
I'll move it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
All right. Third item is accepting the high visibility engagement campaign, not the high velocity. The high visibility engagement campaign grant. It's in the amount of $18,500.
What was that price again, Chair?
It was $18,500. $5,500 goes to our overtime. $13,000 goes to the partner agencies.
I'll move it. Second.
Now, in that motion and second, do we have to make it so it actually says with the change of that word?
Yeah, it's
all right. Okay,
yeah.
All right. All right, we have a motion and a second. Are there questions?
It is 420 drug day actually a day?
Without getting too long-winded, 420 is the penal law section for cannabis in California.
So that's where 420 came from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's gone from that. It's got some bad connotations. Also, that's the day that the Columbine massacre occurred. But it's in the cannabis culture. 420 is a holiday. Yes.
Nobody's even saying what they're thinking.
That's probably good.
Not that we're not paying for that holiday. No. The union hasn't asked for that one yet.
I don't think we've negotiated that one.
All right, we have a motion and second. Are there any other questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
All right, third item is approving the 5-year contract with Axon. This isn't up until May, but we kind of wanted to get a head start on it. It's budgeted. It works out to $46,355.90 per year for 5 years.
I'll move it.
Second.
And I think those cameras are super important. Yeah. I mean, it's we have to
do. And this is primarily for digital storage and licensing fees.
Was that a motion and a second from you guys? Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Go ahead, Joe.
Sheriff, how often are these body cameras used? All the time?
Yes.
Anytime they report to whether it's a domestic or they have them on?
Any interaction with a member of the public, except for when they're in the DA's office or when they're in the hospital.
Yeah. This day and age, they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
And they help you guys. So.
Oh, they help everybody. You. Yeah.
All right.
Actually, the deputies don't like going out if theirs is broke because they lose that protection.
And I mean, I would agree with that statement.
Absolutely.
I mean, I hope if they're broke, they're not broke for long because they are a very important piece of their gear. All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there anything else? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Get the signature from you.
Did you bring one that I was supposed to sign the other day, too, that they emailed you?
Emailed that, too, yeah.
So you want to just print that and sign it? The other one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there, standing committee. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Yeah. Morning, Tim.
We vote on it?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning.
First item I have for you, Forge Fire Safety. I'm happy to report that our new burn building has been delivered and is in place. If you drive by the training center, you'll see the new facility out there. We also posted a nice video over the weekend that's been getting a lot of coverage. The last I looked, had close to 8,000 views on that video. So a lot of the fire service very excited about that. However, the issue is that we need to make final payments. We have training yet that we have to complete, and that contract was written to the end of October. So we need to extend that contract through. I just recommend extending it through the end of the year just for sake. But right now we're looking at training on that being the week of the 17th is what we're looking at right now. And then that'll close out the payments. But in order for the auditor to pay it, we have to extend the contract out.
I'll move it. I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to extend the contract through the end of the year. Are there any questions or comments? If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
All right. Next item is the I Am Responding contract. Our I Am Responding is due for renewal. We have been typically renewing that on a five-year basis. I Am Responding gave us a price of $25,283. That's a couple thousand dollars more than what we've been paying out of the last five-year contract. So that'll be a five-year contract, total of $126,415.
A couple thousand more per year or a couple thousand more total? A
couple thousand dollars more per year.
Per year.
Yeah, I think we were paying $22,500, I think, is what we were paying before. So it's a little bit more. But.
And we're 2 months behind on the first payment already.
Yeah, actually, it came to the end, I believe, at the end of this month was the actual or end of October, excuse me.
This shows 25,283 due on September 1st.
Yeah, but I think the contract expires actually on October 31st, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
I just had a conversation with them. They've extended our knowing that I was coming here today.
All right.
Yep. They actually have been changing. They've changed companies. They've been bought up by another entity. So I think that the whole process of invoicing has really kind of been delayed a little bit. So okay. They actually were the ones that didn't get the contract to us in time. So.
All right. So do we have
a motion?
Right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next is Claim Systems. Claim Systems is our special needs registry. That we use for our special needs clients. We keep a maintain that database on a pretty regular basis. We have a volunteer that comes into the office and she keeps track of that. So there's, you could see over a five-year term, there's different totals there. This again has increased a little bit. I think last year we were paying 27.9 or something like that. So it's a slight increase each year over the term of the contract. Five-year agreement, $15,400.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
All right. Last item I've got for you today is we are running short in the coroner's budget again yet this year. When I met with Jack and Chris during my budget meeting, we were in pretty good shape. We thought things were going to work out really well. And then all of a sudden, people started dying. So unfortunately, that's the issue that we've got with this contract is it all depends on how many people we end up sending for autopsies. And what we end up doing for testing, blood testing and whatnot. So right now, my secretary's run some numbers, some preliminary numbers. She believes we need about 40,000 in the ME's budget, and then another 12,000 probably in the testing line item to be able to get us through the end of the year to finish out what we need to pay the bills for the rest of the year.
Is this overly high versus previous years, or this is pretty standard?
It really, it varies. We had a very, very slow summer. And then all of a sudden things really just kind of hit this fall. It's hit or miss when it comes to trying to pinpoint where we're going to be each year. But we are higher than we normally have been.
Did we change 2026 budget yes. number?
Yep. If I remember correctly, we made a pretty significant change to 2020 or 2025. I don't know if we made an adjustment to for 26.
Yeah, I think we adjusted it up a little bit, maybe 10 grand, something like that.
Okay. I don't remember making this year-end adjustment in previous years.
We did it last year. It's been a while. It's probably been 3 years since we've done it. This is one, like Tim said, it's all just based on
volume,
and most years we're well within, and it's rare. Probably in the last 10 years, probably three times is probably the third.
Go ahead, Bob. What's it cost to do an autopsy?
It depends on whether they're doing a full autopsy or whether they're doing a partial. I can't remember exactly the costs right off the top of my head.
Just ballpark.
I'm guessing. See, that the problem is we have a fee to the medical examiner. Then we also have a fee to the hospital for the use of their facility. And then we also have the testing fees. So it all varies. But I think if I remember correctly, the autopsy is around $1,500 to $1,800.
I was thinking an average with the blood tests and everything was like 2,500.
Okay.
I think that's the last number I found.
Curious.
Yeah, I think the hospital fees around $500, if I have $500-$600 to Lord's Hospital. And then again, the testing fees, depending on what they're testing for, vary. So it could be, $1,500, it could be $2,000, $2,500. It depends.
So Tim, are these only suspicious deaths or police deaths? I mean, if somebody passed away in one of our families and we want an autopsy done, the county doesn't pay for that.
Correct. The coroner would have to order it.
Okay.
So if the coroner orders it or law enforcement.
Well, I mean, that makes more sense. Yeah. It's not just you want one or I want
one. No, if you or I convince the coroner, then and they order it, then that's when it happens. The other thing that we have, just as a reminder, that is a really successful program to help control these costs is Dr. Cole, who is a coroner, serves for an additional stipend as coroner physician. And that's dropped the number because that go to autopsy because he interfaces with the coroners, law enforcement, the decedent's medical provider. And, if it is one of the more straightforward that he as an MD can work out, then they can avoid the autopsy.
And we switched from Rochester to Binghamton a number of years ago, right?
7-8 years ago, yeah.
It was not only cost, but it was turnaround
time. Yeah,
that's right.
Brooks was, for a lot of cases that he was dealing with, I mean, we were months and months and months behind.
Almost a year.
Yeah. So, while very expensive, the turnaround in the service has been good from my perspective.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
How many coroners do we have? Four?
Yes, that's correct.
And do they all have the same responsibilities, Tim?
Yeah, as coroners under the law, their responsibilities are all the same, except for Dr. Cole, who's also a physician. So he serves as the coroner's physician.
Okay.
So he can interface with any of the coroners if they need help with a case. Like Jack said, he can interface with the medical team that treated this individual to determine whether there's this or that going on medically.
And Tim, there's a lot of paperwork, I would imagine, that's got to be filled out by the coroners, right?
So they have to enter their cases into the New York State electronic death record, the EDRS system, and they enter all of their cases in there.
Is there any county paperwork that's needed besides the state paperwork on the?
So no
additional county paperwork that they need to fill out. Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. Right. No. Nope.
Thank you.
Yep.
You'll need a motion.
Yep.
Move it. I'll second it.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. Thank you, Tim.
Okay. Very good. Tim. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Tim, yes. Are we getting more calls for the Woodhull EMS down there? Because I was told that a couple weeks ago, there have been at least two more ambulance services that have closed down there.
So currently right now, Jasper is kind of in limbo. They've submitted their recertification to the state, but I don't believe the state has filled that yet. There were some discrepancies in the paperwork. So I believe Jasper is currently out of service. Troopsburg, of course, you know, at the beginning of the year, they opted not to. And that's the only ones right now that are currently out of service. Certainly that whole valley down there struggles, you know, from Greenwood all the way to Addison. It's a difficult struggle, and Jack and I are talking about meeting with the municipality.
Yeah, we're going to meet with them sometime within the next month. Like Tim said, we've been talking because, again, and don't want to speak on necessarily on your behalf, but relying upon the decisions that you all have collectively made over the past couple of years with this, want to make sure that those agency or those municipalities or ambulance corps don't get the impression that we can just shut our doors and the county's going to be able to respond right away, because that's really not feasible. Certainly the county will respond to any call they're dispatched to, but want to talk to them about shoring the system up and not just having it be, you know, a domino effect of, well, we can just stop and the county will step in, because really to fill that need, we're going to have to add, and we're not really in the position at the moment to do that.
Well, the problem has been that they don't have enough EMTs so they can maintain full EMS service. Troopsburg is changing over to first responders, which is helpful, but they can't transport, obviously. So, didn't we talk earlier about adding additional hours in Woodhull at the end of the year?
And we've done that. Mm-hmm. You turned that up already, didn't you?
Yeah, we're running right now since this summer. We've been running 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. So the biggest problem we have with running beyond 12 hours a day is housing for these individuals, because there's no bunk space for them, you know. So that's the biggest struggle that we have right now, until we can, you know, expand space or find space for them to be able to bunk down. That's the most difficult issue that we've got. And it appears that by adding the 12 hours during the weekends, we're picking up a significant number of missed calls. The overnight hours are not as busy as the daytime hours, but still there's a potential there for missing quite a few calls.
The individual from Woodhull on the fire department down there said that they could make all provisions for bunk space down there for them if needed.
Yeah, that's the conversation I've had with Steve Cady, who's the chairman of the fire commissioner. So I've had a conversation with him. They're looking at an expansion project. I just don't know when that's going to happen. You know, and then Jack and I've had other discussions about alternatives down the road.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe. Tim, let me real quick just tell you why I'm going to ask this next question so you'll understand it. I'm going to be co-chairing a state committee that's going to begin in a couple months, and it's going to be looking at suicide fatalities in rural counties. My son died by suicide, and I had an investigator at our house the next day. So I would imagine that still continues. They have to investigate suicides. Am I correct?
Yep. That might be a question for the sheriff, but yeah. Yes.
Well, I don't know if you can answer this, but this committee that I'm going to be co-chairing, we're going to be requesting a lot of data from certain coroners in rural counties. That's going to be part of our investigation. Is there any paperwork that our coroners fill out that could help us with the mental health of these individuals prior to their death? The reason I'm asking is because, have you ever heard of the Suicide Consolidated Risk Assessment Profile? It's paperwork that coroners fill out in the state of Wyoming.
No,
it breaks down the mental health of the individual prior. It involves some work, and I know coroners aren't going to like filling anything like that out if they should have to fill it out. But I was just curious, you know, what kind of data, because obviously we're going to be looking at suicides in Steuben County, and, you know, what kind of data we can get from them. So that was my question. And that's why I kept asking you some of those questions. And
yeah, I think if you could determine, you know, the questions or the information that's in the EDRS system, in the New York State EDRS system, that's primarily what the coroners use when they're reporting their cases.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I don't think that there's much more than that, you know, besides what Dr. Cole might get into when he's talking to a patient care provider after a death about what the mental health status was of the individual. But typically that's not, you know, something that I've known the coroners to get heavily involved in.
And I know you're probably not the one I should ask. And in fact, Jeff Spalding's, he's a block away from my house.
So there you go.
I know him and Kenzie real well. I was going to sit down with Jeff and
talk to him. Jeff might be able to show you the EDRS system and how that works, or, you know, the information that they have to enter into that.
But thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I would think there's also HIPAA concerns. If you start,
well, there's a part of the committee. One of the things we're going to do is set up an immunity clause. In other words, when we get data from social services director, they're going to be a little hesitant. After my son passed away, no one would talk to us. They were afraid. They were afraid we were going to file a lawsuit. We were going to sue them. And we weren't. We just wanted some information. So what happens is when we want to request data, whether it's from coroners, whether it's from directors of community services, social services, from the rural counties, we want accurate data. In order to get accurate data, these people have to be immune from any type of liability. And if they are, I think they're going to give us accurate data. They're not going to be afraid. Hey, if they're not afraid, they're going to get fired or they're going to get sued, they're going to give us all the data. If they are, I don't know if we're going to get accurate data. Maryland's got a similar bill. They have an immunity clause in there. Anybody connected or gives information is immune from any type of liability. So we're working toward that with some legal counsel up in Albany. So, but that's a good question. That's comes up right away.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Back to the ambulance in Woodhull. Problem is, if you got that whole valley and you're only talking one ambulance.
That's correct. And our responsibility under the lease is to Woodhull. So being able to have to provide for Addison, Jasper, Troopsburg, you know, if we take that ambulance, if we continue to take that ambulance out of Woodhull, what's the repercussions of that?
Yeah.
I mean, Woodhull understands and they get it, but they're just as frustrated as everybody else is that these other agencies aren't stepping up and taking their calls.
And it'll be an evolution. And again, I think the message that Tim and I want to share, because the last one we heard about, Tim, didn't they call and say, put Steuben as number one on the box?
That's
correct. Without talking to anyone. So Steuben will do it. Well, that's a much longer conversation than just let Steuben do it.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem is, like Fred said, is getting EMTs and then getting EMTs that will show up.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. I
mean, you got some people who are EMTs that never show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this program is not going to decrease in any way. It's just, how do we incrementally add without growing it too much that now we have, too much capacity. But certainly want to be able to fill in the gaps, but do it. It seems, talking to folks in the field, all the conversations that we've had, this incremental approach has, you know, maybe slowly, but it's made a difference.
Definitely has made a difference.
Yeah, and so what's the next thing? We definitely have more holes to plug, but, you know, we want to do it in a thoughtful, interactive way with the municipalities, as opposed to them just saying, we're done, put Steuben on, and now we're juggling.
Well, that's the tendency that's somewhat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tim, Troopsburg sold their ambulance here recently for about 10 cents on the dollar, I think. And were you aware of that sale coming up?
Brandon looked at that one, right? And
I think we looked at it, but we weren't really in a position where we needed another ambulance at that point. So we didn't end up going for that. And Kansas Steel ended up buying it.
Yes.
If I recall, Brandon went down and looked at it and said, we don't.
Well, that was, I think that was another agency. Yeah, that was Bradford, I believe. Yeah, that was Bradford's. Yeah, I mean, Troopsburg's was in pretty good shape. That was a decent rig. But at that point in time, we were just really kind of getting going. We didn't have Hammond's board up and going yet, you know, so we really didn't need another ambulance at that point. But, you know, now we have an extra ambulance because we have two rigs in Hammond's board and we're only running one. So actually, when Woodhull's rig was out of service for a few weeks, we actually took the other extra ambulance from Hammondsport and took that down to Woodhull, and they were running that for a couple of weeks while the Woodhull rig was out of service.
I'm sure so, that when those come up, you're aware of it and you're on top of it.
Yeah, that usually, if it's within the county, they're reaching out to us direct first thing, giving us the first option to buy. Typically, that's what we'd
looking for
speak.
Your help to sell it. So.
Yeah, yeah, often.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Yep. Anything else?
All right, I guess we're on to Nate.
Good morning. Good
morning. Morning.
First request is in the DA's office, requesting to reclassify one currently filled assistant district attorney position, management grade J, to a senior assistant district attorney, management grade K. As you know, there's some movement in the DA's office with retirements and such, and this individual came into us with a lot of experience and is now taking over much more significant and higher level duties with all these changes. So it's certainly appropriate to reclassify to the senior.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Are there any questions?
Will we make that change in the budget for next year?
We have enough flags, but yeah, we're too late in the process to make that change. The only thing I would add is you received a memo from the district attorney about staffing. I would say that this is part of that, looking at instead of creating new positions to add, it's taking part-time positions that they've had an extraordinarily difficult time to fill, making them full-time. The difference is basically double the salary because we already pay benefits for part-time folks. So I think that's probably the most efficient way. If he can find full-timers as opposed to not finding part-timers, makes sense, at least on our end.
Right. If you're only paying benefits on one person instead of two, that's it. All right. We have a motion and a second. Are there any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And now in the public defender's office, requesting to create an assistant public defender trainee, management grade I. As I've said before, you know, one of the ways that we've been able to find and get these attorneys has been through the trainee process. Sean's identified a qualified candidate for that. So again, good way to get attorneys in. So we'd like to make the position to be able to do that.
I'll move that.
All right, we have a motion. Go ahead, Jeff.
How long is the training, Nate?
Well, in general, till they get the bar exam. So, till they get the bar exam. So, okay. So I mean, it could be months. It could be a year. You know, under the law, and then I'm generalizing, but under the law, you can create a trainee position for most any title.
They work side by side with you until they...
Sure, and, you know, they'll do, I think Sean could speak to this better than me, but they'll have tasks to do. Obviously they're not going to go and argue in court necessarily, but for a period of time until they get that bar exam. And then at that point we'd appoint them to an APD spot and they'd be essentially on their own.
I guess the comparison is in education terms, that would be like a student teacher.
Yeah.
Kind of, I mean, with a teacher. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. And the nice part about those folks that haven't taken the bar exam yet, if they are past their first year in law school, I can make an application to the appellate division for what's known as a practice order. And that gives them the ability to actually go into court and stand up at the plate and do the thing as long as a licensed attorney is readily available to assist. The good news here, this is a unicorn. The individual who would like to be in this attorney trainee position had his New York State license to practice years ago. He moved out of state. He's since returned taken the bar and passed it. So we're just waiting for him to be sworn in January. The unicorn part of this is he wants to be a family court APD, which is very rare. Those positions are difficult to fill. And I have I have two vacancies on the family court side right now, with one of my seniors retiring at the end of the month. These attorney trainee positions are very valuable. I have one for the criminal side that is currently occupied. And to that end, on the criminal side, we have at least two full-time positions vacant. We will have two vacant part-time positions by the end of this month, and we're missing support staff.
Thank you.
All right. So do we have a motion?
I moved it.
Oh, Wendy made it. All right. So do we have a second too? All right. Do we need a second?
I moved.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Do you have anything, Jess? All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.